The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 5, Constantinople. Greetings, landlubbers. It's Tom Babajowski here regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the shabby HMS Crumpet, transporting dubious and inferior cargo across the globe. Yes, before I ended up broadcasting to the world on Huron City Radio, I did actually see that world. And, you know, how did I end up with a range of homemade underwear in markets and bazaars from Taipei to Tangiers? Well, it was back in 88, if I recall correctly. It all began when I found myself in a sandstorm south of Constantinople while on 2 days shore leave with nothing but a camel named Rhonda for company. But actually, let me go back even further than that. I had been enjoying the sights, sounds, and scents of Constantinople's infamous Spice Bazaar. And while partaking of a fragrant Turkish coffee, I was jostled in the bustle, and the coffee made a spillage, and my pants were damp and ruined. While I managed to find a laundry where the smell of damp socks and detergents flooded in, I had enough coins for the appliances, but to my dismay, when I removed my pants, my underwear was soaked as well. Atop a rattling clothes dryer lay an apparently abandoned gray towel, and so I wrapped it around my torso while removing my coffee-sodden clothes before ramming them into an empty washing machine. After transferring them to a rattling dryer, I sat there and dozed off in the afternoon heat, only to be awoken a half hour later by an old woman demanding her towel back. I explained she would get her towel as soon as my clothes dried, but to my dismay, a stocky Turkish man was casually taking my clothes from the dryer. "You, sir," I declared. "Unhand my laundry, you scoundrel!" He looked at me with a confused look in his eyes and simply ignored me. I stood up sharp, at which point the old woman relieved me of her towel while pointing my way and screeching, "Hearses! Hearses!" "There is the hearses," I countered, red-handed with my intimate vestments as clear as day. Well, the hubbub of me standing there totally in the nip allowed the man with my clothes to escape. Only after some expert running back avoidance tactics of angry customers did I grab back the woman's towel and enter into rapid pursuit of my garment thief, his guilt evident by the way he sped through the streets. Not to be deterred, I followed him to the edge of the city where he boarded a camel bound for Karapanar. Still incensed by his wanton thievery, I too secured the services of a camel by the name of Rhonda and set off after the cad. After a few hours of this plodding chase, the friction of my rear end from Rhonda's saddle became unbearable, the towel offering little protection to my dainty undercarriage. I noticed some of Rhonda's musky hair easily came loose, and well, within minutes, using skills I'd learned on a cruise ship in the Rhine, I was fashioning some rather well-made Y-fronts that, when slipped on, eased the chafing of the saddle. Now, a pursuit on a camel is hardly rapid, so by the time I caught up with the pant robber, I'd completed an original collection of undergarments of varying designs. As the thief dismounted with my bag of my clothes, I approached with caution, as who knew what type of a man I was dealing with. If he were prepared to take clothes that were not his, well, what else might he attempt? He put down the bag, and while his back was turned, I seized my chance. I picked it up and dumped the clothing out to show the world these ill-gotten gains. Except, when I laid the garments out, to my dismay, I had the suspicion that my target had been erroneous, as before me were not the pants and underwear of a merchant sailor on shore leave, but rather a half-dozen neatly folded collarless dress shirts and a t-shirt emblazoned with the words Galatasaray S.K. The man was clearly not happy, and I would not have blamed him if a clenched fist arrived at my face, but his glare focused on the camel hair coacher underwear displayed on Rhonda's hump. Turned out he had a cousin in the lingerie business, and in payment for my false accusation and damage to his honor, he accepted the rights to my designs as compensation. To avoid further embarrassment, I agreed and made my way back to Constantinople, which by now was Istanbul, not Constantinople, where still spinning round in their dryer were, yes, you guessed it, my clothes. As I now remembered that when I'd fallen asleep at the laundromat, I'd turned the chair to get comfortable and woke up looking in the opposite direction. So, if you ever see the Rhonda line of unique undergarments in any street market from Taipei to Tangiers, I'm the designer receiving zero royalties for your purchase. Spare underpants, people. Spare underpants. Stuff them in your purse, in your pocket. Find a place for a pair in your wallet. I don't know, but just make sure you have some. This is Tom Babajowski, bringing the world to your doorstep, or radio anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.